Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, April 16th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Stomps and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Manuel, our SCADA expert on the team, did write a diary about snort rules for various SCADA attacks. One thing he's focusing on is that latency is so critical in SCADA systems that if you even can do inline intrusion detection or intrusion prevention, you have to be extremely careful how you write your rules to not add any additional latency. According to Manuel, the only latency budget you have is about 3 milliseconds for your intrusion prevention system. This is quite different from how we use intrusion prevention systems, for example, in web applications. In web applications, if you have something like a web application firewall, we're usually not really all that terribly concerned about latency. Yes, there may be some applications that care, in particular, if it's a more interactive, like an Ajax application or something like that. But 3 milliseconds is usually not really noticeable in a web application. Manuel does do a great job here explaining how the headers, for example, of some of these protocols are laid out and how to write snort rules to detect a couple of different attacks in industrial control, in particular electricity SCADA systems. And as a possible fallout from the Heartbleed attack, I kept mentioning the growth of CRLs, of certificate revocation lists. We started adding a new feature to the United Storm Center site, looking at the number of certificates revoked each day. This is something we're planning to keep going. We do have a starting set of, I think, 16 certificate revocation lists that we are collecting from. If you have any others you would like us to add, let us know, just send us the particular URL. I'm not aware of any kind of authoritative list of certificate revocation list URLs, but again, if you have such a list, please let us know. The data we are plotting right now is not all the data we are collecting from these lists, still trying to finish parsing of some of the remaining lists, but qualitatively it shows you how current revocation volume does compare to the revocation volume we have seen in the days before the Heartbleed vulnerability. And Oracle today published its quarterly critical patch update, and this is the April edition, and it fixes 104 new security vulnerabilities. Overall, the number sounds very intimidating, but then again, this is across all of Oracle's products, like, for example, three different versions of the database, the Oracle Fusion Middleware, things like Open Single Sign-On and PeopleSoft. But the Oracle product used most is probably Java, and we do have 35 remotely executable vulnerabilities in Java that are being patched with this particular critical patch update. So that's about a third or so of all the vulnerabilities being patched this time. But on the plus side, this is for the Java Standard Edition. Most users will just use the Java runtime environment, which doesn't include all the components that are being patched this time around. And talking about patches, got an interesting announcement here from Microsoft. Microsoft just released Windows 8.1, and with that, a Windows 8.1 update, which adds a couple new features and such for Windows 8.1. For example, an enterprise mode for Internet Explorer and some user interface improvements. Turns out that this will be the new patch baseline. So if you do want any patches going forward for Windows 8.1, you need to have this April update installed. Same is also valid for Windows Server 2012 R2, which also will need the April update installed to receive additional patches. So Microsoft does appear to take a more aggressive stand moving forward with timing out old versions of operating systems and trying to limit somewhat the ecosystems of different Windows versions that are still supported. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.